Hello, good people. It has been a while. Okay, welcome to my Last Days podcast. Y'all, I have not posted on here in months. Okay, it has been a while. I have been very busy. Y'all, I had so many things that, I was doing. And I'm like, okay, let me get back on here. Also, I want to go ahead and let you guys know I do appreciate all your support. I appreciate you guys for listening. And I also want to say I have also learned about the new user agreements that they have currently on this platform that I'm using to do my podcast. They have been changing our policies, and they did let us know that on by the summertime, they're going to change our whole platform again. So, y'all, I am definitely going to get into that. They're going to incorporate some new stuff with AI. We'll see what that's like. I don't know how I feel about that. Okay, so we'll see how that goes. But, y'all, let us go ahead and jump into today's episode, y'all. Welcome again to my Last Days podcast. So, let's get into today's episode, y'all. Today, we're going to be discussing the spiritual and religious things that are currently happening in our time period. So I want to update y'all some things that I have learned, beliefs that I no longer believe in, things that I have really, man, when I tell y'all, the way you grow is so crazy. I am a person that has grown very fast, and I know that as time continues, I will just continue to adapt and change and grow. And it's so interesting because I always say this, when you meet someone that's constantly changing or growing or improving themselves, you gotta re-meet them again. It's like you gotta re-get another introduction. They're no longer who they once were. You know, I want to keep that in mind. I also want to let you guys know I have been making a lot of new videos on my other podcast that is called Whispers of Encouragement. You guys can feel free to tune in. I have made so many videos. I am currently uploading all of them. I have made so many different things I want to talk about. And y'all, you're just going to get a whole burst of episodes to see just pop up. So please check that out as well. I do appreciate you guys for listening. So let's start off with this. The first thing I want to talk about is the feminization of men. And I know some of you are probably wondering, like, whoa, this is crazy. But I want to tell y'all how spiritually I think this is very strange in our current society. So in particular, I want to talk about Asian men, okay? So I want to tell you guys how I have noticed the feminization of their men probably more than anyone. You know, I'm going to be real with you. I have already seen the different agendas they have for people, period, you know, spiritually speaking. But this one, I feel like no one really noticed. But I have noticed that Asian men used to be considered strong soldiers, karate, like you name it, like things that they were just known for. And to me, I'm not gonna lie, it's very creepy kind of watching men become so feminized that they move like women, they want to have skin and faces like women. All of the dudes seem to look as though they've never hit puberty. It's not normal. You know, the more I kind of see it now, it's actually really strange. And I think it's so weird how no one has talked about that in, I feel like, Asian culture. But I've noticed, like, it's a complete feminization of them. When I was growing up, those men would be considered the most, in a sense, like, I wouldn't say feared, but respected men because of the way they would fight for their countries or honor things or the way they knew martial arts and things like this. But I realized this is becoming a thing of the past. Men of a certain Asian cultures, they're no longer known for those things. You know, now I see a completely different wave taking over. That if you ask me, I do think it's quite strange. It is not what it used to be. Okay. Now, I will say that from that feminization, I can say the same thing I've seen from black men or other men in period. Now, I know some women are going to say, oh, that's the sassy man apocalypse. I've heard that. But I actually want to tell y'all, spiritually, I think it's a bit different than that. I think this is something that has become very terrifying, that I've said this before, of we're going into a time period where I have said this before, that I feel very lucky. I am a woman that has never been married. I have never had any children. And when I tell y'all, I don't have no regrets. Thus far in my life already, none. Because I feel like I feel so lucky and so blessed to be not just old awakened, but to be so aware of what's happening and what's around me and what goes on, that I did not rush to marry someone, that I did not just rush and jump in a relationship, or I just didn't rush to start a family. And then, you know, you have your whole life blow up when you find out you don't know who a person is. And I have seen that happen to basically quite a few women. But I can tell you, I feel very honored and very happy and very aware. In this world, it's so weird to me to watch women try to shame me or make me feel like I'm going to be alone, and it's sad. To be honest, I find a lot of solitude and peace in being alone. I don't look at being alone, I realize, the way a lot of folks in this world do. And I think it's because I have always been what I would say a person that would be popular, but I would be alone a lot. I would know people, I would deal with people, but I still didn't feel like anyone was truly like me or that could really resonate or always understand where I'm coming from. And I noticed this even when I was younger, I noticed it. But because I'm such a social person, I was always a social butterfly even when I was growing up. Because I was always so social, I felt like I never really honed in or paid attention to it as much as I should have. I just kept trying to think, okay, well, maybe I'll eventually find something. But even the current time period now, I don't have friends. And I actually don't think it's bad. I actually feel like it's peace. I don't have any obligations or anything like that to go to. But I also believe that the universe will bring me the people that it's supposed to be in my life. Friends that I'm supposed to have. Currently now, I don't really meet people that I'm interested in. I don't really meet people that I want to know more. Does that make sense? Like, everyone just seems very flat and the same and mundane. And I know that I'm a very unique person, and only thing that really gets my interest is also other people that are unique and that to me are different or bring something out. But we live in a world, I've told you guys, of clones. I mean, real clones. Like, people literally become famous for wanting to look just like someone or sing just like someone or act just like a celebrity. And I think it's so effing creepy. I even told people this about, that's why I'm very much against plastic surgery and like all this other weird stuff in our society. Because I said, thank God I'm a person in this world that still has natural beauty. I feel like that's going to make such a comeback in our world. Because as I told y'all, as this system currently falls, what doctor can you go to maintain your fillers and all the things that you put into your skin or in your body? The truth is, it won't be there at some point because our society will be completely changed. It will be so different that people don't believe me. It will be remnants of the past. And I'm starting to realize how scary it is that people dedicate this much time and money and energy to doing this stuff to themselves just for them to not realize that that's going to be a thing of the past. Like, I even told people how I believed that we actually went through this before in a past life, where I think our society got so technologically advanced, where I think people were doing a lot of transhumanism, which, if you don't know what that means, is basically when human beings start integrating themselves with technology, meaning to upgrade themselves, to keep themselves alive longer, they wanted to hook themselves up to machines or to AI or to technology. By the way, which is something I'm very much against, and I'm going to explain to y'all why. So first, let's start off here. I'm a black person. You know, if you don't know, hello. Black people have melanin, okay? Melanin is powered everything. Melanin powers majority of your mind. Melanin powers pretty much every bit of technology. Everything you look at, I promise to God, there are melanin chips that run it. And if you don't understand, it's the same thing that is basically within black people. Our entire skin, everything, the way we look, we are. That's why I know for a fact, another reason why I'm blessed, I believe we have been marked with our skin for a reason. Okay? And if you don't believe what I'm saying, you've never heard this stuff before, look it up. I swear it's true. Everything, computers, cell phones, banking systems, the stuff you use every day, all of that stuff is literally powered by melanin. Okay? And not to mention, if you don't understand this, our body as well already carries a natural electric current. Naturally, in our brains, within us. So that right there just proves, you know, in that sense of technology. So of course, I've already said this, it makes sense why people would go or look towards something similar to transhumanism. Now let's continue. The reason why I want to talk about some of the spiritual stuff I want to talk about today is because, you know, y'all, it's very sad the level of people who believe in religion still. Now, if you don't know this, yes, I want to talk about this. I do not believe in religion. I believe in the creator, the universe. I believe in Mother Nature, the very thing that we live in. I believe is a part of us, and so we are a part of it. I do believe that we are a manifestation of the universe, basically. Yes. And yes, I believe we are amongst other things, other creatures, other beings, other life forms, whatever you want to call it. Yes. Now, however, the reason I want to talk about the religion thing today is because I believe so many people are still trapped into religious beliefs. I'm a person that also does not believe that magical witchcraft is bad. And I'm going to tell y'all why I say that. I'm going to bring this factor up. It's going to bother a lot of people, but I genuinely don't care. I do not believe that white Jesus saved you, okay? Of anything, Jesus could never be white. Whatever religious context that came from is basically made up. I have done so much research to prove how true that is. It's impossible. another thing I wanted to add is I wanted to talk about the importance of this, okay? So I'm going to tell y'all my belief systems. I genuinely believe this. Now, I've told people before, there were years ago when I used to be a person that was a Christian. Yes, I believed in Christianity. I believed in all that at some point in my life. And I am so grateful and blessed to be a person that has long and gone been awoken from that. And I'm going to tell you why I say that. I heard God's voice directly tell me to leave church and to never come back. Okay? This was years ago. Almost 10 years ago. Almost. Probably like 7 or 8 years. And I remember thinking like, what? Heard it as clear as day. Everybody will try to convince me that, oh, maybe that was your conscience. When you have a real connection with the universe and our creator, which I know for a fact I do, very deeply tapped in, I'm very deeply tuned in with myself, people just to me get upset because they cannot fool me. Of course you can't. And I say that not to brag, but it's like when you are so real and honest and vulnerable with yourself and you really grow, you now become disgusted with the idea of lying to yourself. You understand that? So now that you are very consciously aware, you're not going to continue to do things that would hurt you or lie to you or make you feel bad. You are so in tune that you listen to your body, you listen to your mind, you listen to your emotions. You are so in tune with who you are that you can also sense when other people lie within themselves, lying to you, lying inside, lying to others. Like, it's similar. That's how deeply it means to be tuned in. I believe at some point, if you continue to lie to yourself about things that you know is just not real or not true, you ultimately just hurt yourself or you make yourself sick. You understand what I'm saying? Which is why I realized another reason why I have such good health. Told you, I've never had diabetes, high blood pressure, nothing. I have no health issues. The other thing I tell people, the same thing I've been doing, just slimming down. That's it. It's nothing else. I don't have any mental problems, nothing. Like, I say, when I tell you I know how blessed I am, I just can't tell you how good that feels. Because in the time period we live in now, people lose their minds every day over, stuff I seen, crazy. Things that you think to yourself, this is not a big deal. The other day, I seen two people about to fight each other over a damn parking spot. And I'm just like, just go around. Couldn't be me. If you took the spot, okay, whatever. I don't even have time. Just go around. I may be upset a little bit, like, you know, you saw me trying to get it, but you really want to fight somebody over that? Okay. You know, it really made me realize, like, wow, people are really not there mentally and emotionally quite yet when I'm seeing some of the things that they're trying to argue about. Other day, I had a man try to argue me over the phone. He was like, oh, you keep talking over me. When the truth is, no, I wasn't talking over him. I was like, no, you just didn't want to completely listen and you want to hurry up and bomb rush me with your opening statement. Now, I say that because I used to actually work for customer service. So I know for a fact when people answer the phones, you have to say this whole paragraph of dialogue first when they answer it before you can finish. And you're supposed to do it. If you don't, you get like ding dong points and stuff like that. That's the only reason why I know that's what that man was doing. But anyway, he had like a real bad attitude and was continuously trying to say stuff to me, but he sounded so emotional that I was just like, you do not need to be in customer service. You are too emotional, especially as a man, to be doing customer service stuff. Then the next guy was a sassy dude. You know, you could tell he was a sassy man, and he was just speaking entirely too fast. And I'm in my mind like, okay, y'all have a good day. That's it. You know, that's it. It was just crazy to see and watch it. But anyway, it just showed me, you know, the level of growth that I keep saying that as a society and people that, you know, we really should be doing. But anywho, let's get back to the main point. Okay, so this is another thing that I have really realized. I started watching videos of Tartanium, which is what Russia used to be called, basically full of black people. They were showing these significant buildings that were created that look a lot like the gigantic churches in our today's society. Okay. You know what I realized they were trying to build with churches? They were trying to recreate the idea of what I call them to be energy harvesting systems. And I say that because the old systems in Tartanium used to literally harvest people's energy, and we used to use the energy to do good to the planet and the world. You're not going to believe that what I'm saying is true. That's fine. But I'm just telling you what I know, right? And so this energy used to be used to change a lot of things in the atmosphere. So for example, think of like a gigantic meditation system or room, but instead you're using it for only good purposes and to manifest and change your reality in the world. So that energy or frequency being as high as it is would bring things in a lot sooner, a lot quicker, intelligence to change, so on and so on, right? Things you're ready to actually see and prepare for, okay? Now, currently, I have learned that what they did with churches was they took that same idea and build churches, and they now use churches to energy harvest off of people, in particular, especially Black people, and they take the energy and use it to create lies to you, tell you about a white Jesus that saved you, tell you all these lies that's written in this book called the Bible that everybody keeps considerably believing that it's true, and it's really, really sad. Constantly believing, God, it's just so sad the level of people that still not have, you know, woken up from this deep slumber that they're in about this unfortunate religion. And so I told someone the simple truth of how you know what I'm saying is real. In America, we experience something called slavery. Why is it that they got rid of almost every racist and hateful thing except church, which is actually brought from the slave-like religion? That Christianity religion is the oppression of Black people, which to this day I never understood why Black people cling on to it so much, because I said the truth. That is basically a method of slavery. Now I see why you have people that feel the way they do about the Bible when they think it's crazy. Okay? It makes so much sense. I was like, yeah, I've read the Bible. I listened to it. And I told people there are small little increments of truth mixed in with the Bible, yes, because they took that from what I believe was our actual real religion we probably used to worship. But of course, when you mix a bunch of small truths in with a lie, right, how difficult would it be for you to determine what the truth is? Another thing I want to add to this as well is learning the fact that in order for churches to get church loans for you to build a church, you have to have a picture and teach people that Jesus is white. Yes, I'm not making this up. I learned this and found out how true this was and was absolutely disgusted. That was enough for me to verify everything that God told me all those years ago of what I was doing was right, was completely leaving religion behind, which I no longer believe in Christianity. And I said, it's so disgusting to watch all these people who are pastors and want to start a church bring up all these other folks and tell them that witchcraft is evil and voodoo is evil and tell them all this stuff, when in reality, their job is to keep and maintain people to be asleep. That is really the truth of every pastor. I don't care if it's a woman or a man. They know the truth of it and they notice what happens. And what's crazy is most of those people actually practice witchcraft themselves or voodoo or hoodoo, whatever their religion is. But the truth is, y'all, it's not evil. It has simply just been taught to you that a lot of things are evil. The problem is, and I've said this before, now the things they talk about when y'all talk about what y'all call the rapture or whatever, I believe that those things are, like I said, some twist of truth. But I believe the rapture is a representation of what's going to happen. Of the people who are going to be left here, is not about Jesus and all the stuff they keep telling y'all and trying to convince people that you didn't do right, so that's why you got left behind. No, the people that are left behind is the folks that don't have the frequency. They don't have the higher energy. They don't have, and they can't go back to basically the old ways or the old systems of the actual creator, which is Mother Earth that brought us to life. You understanding that we are a connection to true the world here, you know, the earth, the grass, the trees, the things that are actually here, that is in vibration with us, that we can actually speak to and talk to. You understand what I'm saying? I told you I talked to trees and I had people laughing at me, telling me that it was crazy. How was that crazy? You hear people, I said, that you think it's crazy that I talk to trees and talk to the flowers and the animals, but they be responding to me, right? The ocean, it is responds to me. The moon, the sun, everything responds to me. But you telling me that I'm supposed to believe your false god that you created to keep people oppressed or asleep? And when I say sleep, y'all, I'm not talking about like you actually taking a nap. I mean, they're talking about the deep level of consciousness for you to never be aware of who you are, where you came from, your true connection to this earth. Told y'all, people don't believe it now, but at some point, everybody's going to wish they was Black. I see it every day. And more, everything about it makes so much sense. But I've told people I refuse to use, I refuse to use or do magic against my own people. Folks don't like that I say that, but I say that for a reason. When a person is supposed to awaken, it's going to happen for them. Okay? And it's true. Some people may never. And that is so hard to hear, y'all. And in the meantime, while I say that, I still believe that, yes, even though I know that's true, I'm not going to take advantage of people and use them like some of these other folks have, and taking advantage of all those situations in every way possible so that you can remain silly, right? And they use you while they can. See, I've told folks that, and I believe that's going to be some of their greatest karma, because they'll have to answer for that. The same way I explained to y'all, that's what I believe is going to happen to a lot of those pastors and preachers and these people who are, you know, truly constantly misleading y'all and telling y'all, oh, yeah, it's God. Yeah, okay. Like I told y'all, those people been doing magic for years. They worship someone else's God and creator that is not their own. And I do think it's unfortunate. And, you know, a lot of them have made deals with these creators or gods that is not their own. And they're going to realize at some point, yes, I do believe they will suffer for it. Right? Because I've told people the truth. I don't care what somebody will say. Nothing here has shown me so far that they are more powerful or superior than itself, which is Mother Nature, which is, has actually created us. Because some of these people are just not from here, which makes sense of why they could not survive here. Think about it. If this is not your realm, if you are not indigenous to the land or the realm or created or birthed by this place, how could you survive? How could you survive or adapt or grow from it when you are not connected to it? Think about it. We are connected to all this stuff. Us people here who are indigenous to this place, right? You can feel the change. You know, and you can sense it. You hear it. You feel it in your intuition, your spirit, your energy, everything. People that are not, they are not aware of it, can't feel it, can't hear it, can't see it, can't sense it. None of that. They just gonna keep smiling and waving until, you know, I told y'all the ship is over. But these people are in absolute panic. Whether y'all think that's true or not, I promise y'all are. I ain't never seen so many distractions created in such a short period of time that it is now, because I told y'all the way people are really waking up to the levels of truth, I think it's absolutely beautiful. I think it's so amazing that people are finally seeing through the bullcrap. I'm like, good for y'all. Good humanity. Good for y'all. The ones that really see it, see it. Now, another thing I wanted to add to this is I want to go into talking about how, you know, our humanity and the people around us, how I said we have to also now eat better or do certain things better than we once did before. And I said that is because in the current time period that we're living in, I don't know about y'all, but when you go through levels of ascension or growth, something I wish that somebody would have told me. Now, somebody told me eventually, but something I wish people would have told me is the way that you feel sick from eating food that is not meant for you. Your body will only crave like real food. I'm not kidding. I literally had some chicken from this place the other day. It was so disgusting. I said, there is no way that this is chicken. Okay. I don't know what it was, but I literally had to throw it away because I felt sick. I was like, I don't know what this is, but I'm not eating this anymore. Literally when it got me a salad, I started trying to eat nothing again but the same regular or real foods. I know what it is. And y'all, I'm not going to lie to you. It's terrifying. The stuff that we are experiencing now, it's so terrifying to me that I'm telling y'all, these people are so afraid. And by those people, I'm not trying to be mean, the people that lack melanin, okay? There was one woman, I never forget, I met this, and she kept calling me that. And I was really getting irritated, but she kept calling me a person of color. And at first, I would just look at her like she was crazy, like, okay. But I told y'all, those people know way more about us than we do ourselves, is because they know the truth about this world and humanity. Most people that have melanin or people of color, you are more than likely the original actual gods of this place or this planet. This is literally more than likely your indigenous home, which they are trying to convince you that it belongs to them or someone else or whatever the third, or these people want to be God's chosen people so bad, but they're not. People that unfortunately do lack melanin, you're not going to believe this, but y'all are not people of God, or you are not chosen people. And the reason why this conversation needs to be had is because y'all, you are not going to believe it until it's too late. Okay. Unfortunately, because of this history society, I have never in my life seen so many people that are non-melanated tell us that we need to stick together and do this and do this. And I'm looking at these people like, nobody's about to stick with y'all. And I even warned this like years ago, where I said, I think this was in maybe 20, what year was it? Maybe 2019, maybe back during COVID or the year after, maybe 2020. I want to say maybe 2020 it was. But I remember doing a video where I said, this will probably be the last year where y'all will have a chance to probably do right by black melanated people. And I said, before it's too late for you. And of course, none of them listened. They did whatever they wanted to do. Now that these people are uncovering the truth at rapid levels, now they want to join in to be cool and say the third. I don't think so. I'm looking at these folks real crazy. Like, I don't think so. It's because I'm telling y'all, what's getting ready to happen is everything I've been telling y'all about. So another thing I wanted to add on here was, this will be, you know, one of my last points, was a vision I had. There was a vision I had where, and it was so crazy. I was walking down the street, and I wish I could describe it better, but it was hard to explain. But as I was walking, everything around me was on fire. Like, I just know it was so hot that the only people that was outside was melanated people. I'm just gonna say it like that. I didn't see nobody else out there but us. And when I tell y'all, the sky and everything around me was red, like a red orange type color. And I saw everything around me be like so hot. And when I say I know how hot it was so hot that y'all know when it's real hot outside, you can see like gas moving through the air. It was like that, but 10 times worse. And I saw all the things around me singeing. Like, I saw a flag that was singeing. It's gonna sound so weird, but the flag itself had Disney characters on it. You know, like Mickey Mouse, Goofy, Donald Duck, like stuff like that. And I remember thinking to myself, is this Disney World? Like, you know, that was the first thing I thought in my head. Like, what? That doesn't make any sense. Like, where am I? Right? So I started, when I saw the flag, and the flag was completely burnt and singed. Like how it would be as something continues to rise up and the how hot it is. And y'all, mind you, this was not singed because it was a flame on it. It started singeing because of how hot it was. Do you understand what I'm saying? This was not a normal flame that was lit by a lighter or a fire. It was because it was so hot. The things start singeing. Things start burning. But the only people, I'm telling you, I was walking outside, but I didn't feel hot. Even though everything around me was like completely, what I'm telling y'all, what I saw, all I felt was warmth, like on my skin, like from the inside out. It just felt completely warm. And I remember looking at my hand and was like, why am I not on fire though? But everything around, I'm telling y'all, was burnt. And I remember I was walking really slow and it seemed like we was going towards the sun. And then I seen a guy that was walking next to me when I had turned to the side of him. And same thing, like it was like we was on fire from within, but we wasn't burning. Like, I wish I could explain it better than what it was, but I didn't feel hot. I'm telling y'all, it felt like a beautiful warmth, like the most perfect warmth that you could ever feel. But then I saw the water was really high, like the way the tide was rising. It wasn't normal. It was like, oh man, I wish I could explain to people how high it was. But we all was walking towards this, but none of us who was walking around was panicking. Like, we was just like, I'm telling y'all, on fire, burned from the inside out. It was only, I'm telling, I ain't trying to be mean, but I really saw only melanated people. And that's it. I remember we was just walking towards this, and I remember thinking, what does that mean? But I will tell y'all later on, I interpreted what the flag represented. So when I saw the flag of the burning Disney characters, it represented the fall of Roman Empire, which is, whether y'all believe it or not, is the current society we actually live in. It's very Romanistic, whether y'all believe that's true or not. So the characters that were on that flag, it was representing a death to them, them dying or burning, or the people that represent the Roman Empire, which is, I believe, our current society, what we live in, of them falling and dying and burning to a crisp. I'm just telling y'all the truth. That's what I saw. Okay. And then I remember I woke up and was like, what? Okay. Now, of course, I already know some people, you know, you may take and interpret some other way. I already know the Christians. Y'all gonna try to say I was in hell. Trust me, that wasn't hell. Ain't no way I felt that much peace and goodness on the inside of me and felt a full warmth. And you gonna tell me that was hell. But okay. You know, it just shows y'all the way they have lied to their own people for so long about heaven and hell and all this other nonsense. They didn't told white race and all these other groups of people, different races, all type of crap. Yeah, y'all believe what y'all want, but I'm telling you, that's the vision I had. That's what I saw. And I never will forget it because I still could feel, even when I got up, the way that warmth felt. Or that internal flame. Like, I wish I could describe it, but I'm telling you, it's like your whole body is on fire from the inside out, but you are not burning. And when I tell you I didn't burn, no. All I remember thinking was, I'm guessing my skin just became more energized, and I felt very powerful and amazed, and I felt really good. That's all I can say. I felt everything about it just felt amazing. It didn't feel whatever, you know, they trying to explain to y'all, describe, which I thought was pretty crazy. But yes, I wanted to share with y'all that vision and some of the things that I have taught. And one of my things I want to say is, yes, a lot of y'all need to get out of the church. Y'all have no idea what's getting ready to happen. The way that some of y'all are about to be so shook at the way you have seen them lie about Black people, Black people's culture, history, things that you're getting ready to experience. I just want you to know that this is just the level of truth. Okay? The craziest video I watched the other day was watching this white girl say that she wants to be with a Black man and marry a Black man. I just bust out laughing. And the Black dude up there smiling like an idiot. You know, he's smiling like a fool. And I said, of course she wants to, because she has no other way of survival unless she is with one. I actually said the same thing about why I saw so many interracial things than I did before in the past. But I know it's because they are very well aware of the deep truth about who we are. And the more they realize, the more you're going to see them try to procreate and create life with, you know, the melanated people. That is just a hard truth that people don't like to hear, but that is what it is. They have to have a chance of survival. And the only way you can do that is if something is protecting you from it. Okay? Now, the last thing I'm going to talk about is, this is going to be a film that was created, I believe, in either the 70s or the 80s. I actually ended up seeing this when I was first going through like deep rabbit holes and stuff like that. And I can't think of what the movie is now, but I'm telling y'all, it's hard to find. And they low-key be trying to scrub almost everything about this stuff off the internet anyway. But I'll tell you the synopsis of it. It all started when... one day we had what they would tell us is aliens visit us, right? They showed up in the middle of the day, clearest day in the sky, and they basically told them that they want to speak to whoever was in charge, which people believe is the president. Okay, so they said the president came and they told them that they would clean all the waters, give them gold, give them all the stuff they needed, but they said you had to give them all of the melanated people. Okay, now mind y'all, here is the crazy thing. They said a specific percentage of you had to be melanated. I think it was like 70 something percent or more. You had to have a 70 something percentage of melanin or more to basically be eligible for what they're talking about. They said only people with that amount of melanin or more, it was like, we want all those people. And they were like, okay. And they were like, and the only people that was going to be here left was basically people that had less. And I'm going to tell y'all why that's scary. You mixed race people, okay? And I say mixed race because I know I'm a person that is mixed through, I believe, generationally mixture. But because I know I'm majority Black and I have deep melanin, okay, which I'm telling y'all, oh man, I'm so grateful, God. Whew, so serious. I ain't going to lie to y'all. I never want to be light skinned. I ain't going to lie. Never wanted to. Because to me, it just always came to some weird idea of whiteness, which made no sense to me, because I'm just like, well, there are people who are Black that have similar skin tones as a white person, but I instantly think about albino people, right? I don't know about other people, but that's who I be thinking about. Albino people have literally blonde or white hair and blue eyes. And I think it's so interesting that all of the things that we have been misinterpreted, people just seem to tend to believe that God always was talking about someone that was white, or, you know, their false teachings of the Bible. He said the third, when the truth is the person was probably albino. That makes way more sense, because that's the crazy thing, y'all. Albino people literally are Black. Right, majority of them are. You got a few rare cases of white albinos, but mostly, yeah, most albinos I've seen are Black. But let's continue, right? Here is the crazy part about this. In this film, the invaders, or the aliens, as they say, came down and told the government they want as many people. So, of course, they went to this, you know, one of their government boardrooms to discuss it. What are they going to do? And, of course, they said all the white people start panicking, because they were like, well, who's going to do this or who's going to do that if we get rid of all the Black people? We don't have anyone to buy these products. This, nothing. They knew that they basically couldn't continue on with their system or anything they're doing without Black people, which, of course, I've been knew that was true. I was like, yeah, I'm not really surprised by that. So they basically said they were going to decide to vote away all the Black people. There was going to be just white people there. And, of course, I started laughing, because I knew this was going to be some type of disaster. So they basically told the public what was going on, and they allowed the public to vote on this, to vote on what would happen. So I started thinking, this is terrible. I'm like, what about the mixed race children? I'm like, had the ones that's half Black and half white. I'm like, if they're not Black enough, because y'all know how genes can be very funny. your genetics, you could be a mixed race person but look white and have nothing but white skin, straight hair. I've seen plenty of biracial people that come out looking like that, right? And then you could have some biracial people, right, that come out, they do be nothing but, they be melanated, they have brown skin, darker brown skin, right? And they have some whiteness in them, but they could be mostly black. Then you have the in the middle ones, the ones that look mixed. They look like they're part white and part black, and you can tell. So I remember thinking, oh boy, this is going to be something serious. So they actually end up showing that in the film, what it was like when a man got with, I think he married a biracial woman, but they did not consider her to be black. So they left her here with them. Okay. So what happened in the end was all the people voted that the melanated people leave and this at the third. So what happened was, all of us end up going in the movie, all of them end up going into a spaceship. They all took all the people away. And after they did this, they blew up the earth that was left here with all the white people. And then took the black people basically somewhere else. All I could think to myself was, woo, this is crazy. Okay? And when I tell you it was insane seeing something like that. And I remember thinking like, I can't think of what the film is called. If anybody in the comments or anybody that listens, if you just happen to know what it is, you can go ahead and drop it. You can go ahead, comment on it now, or you can say something. I can't think of what the film is called, but I know that it has something to do with it. But I remember thinking, if anything, I said that could be partially true. Or I said, what's going to happen is those people will end up dying here. And then our earth will just advance or change over for us to be able to survive. Exactly. And another thing I want to tell y'all is I had watched a bunch of different videos. You know, they were talking about different things. You heard some people talk about the Anunnaki. Some people were talking about, you know, the reptilians, a different type of species that live here. But as you guys know, I've talked about this for years on my channel. I've told people all the time that's why I don't listen to public information or certain things that they teach us. Because the truth is, these people do not have enough, in my personal opinion, wisdom or knowledge to be sharing with me about, I feel like, our own history of melanated people and the power of us. Because I've told someone this, if they knew all the power you really hold, why would they ever tell you 100% of the truth? They wouldn't. Exactly. They wouldn't. They would always want to have an advantage to be around you or deal with you. So they will only tell you partially things, which is what I told people and before of why I said I would never be a person that would sell my soul, which of course I never have. I'm not judging people that do. That's on you. You got to deal with that. But I've told people why. I've said that I truly believe this, and yes, I'm going to say it because, you know, I have the balls to say it. I believe that that's why they try to convince black people the most to probably sell their souls and be in certain industries and stuff. And people will ask me why. Because it's a giant ritual. And in order to do a ritual, you have to have something that has a very higher power of energy. And who has the most? I told y'all, melanated people. Which is why it makes so much sense why they try to throw so much money at, like I told y'all, when I think of the athletes or the people that want to be superstars, the third, that makes so much sense to me. Because you would have to be able to use their energies or their life forces in order for you to make something become a reality. You don't have enough power or energy connected to this here realm or universe to do it yourself, which is why you would get melanated people to agree or do something for you. Now, as y'all know, I don't agree with this at all. I've even said no way I would ever agree to do that, because at some point I said, when enough melanated people wake up, what are the ones going to do when they've already made agreements with these other people or beings or things to give them their energy and that no longer works? I said, they'll just suck you dry in the end. Exactly. It would make no sense to do that. Now, that's my personal opinion. You know, and disclaimer alert, yes, this is, they're going to say for entertainment purposes. This is sure, this is for informative and entertainment purposes. You know, so you can believe what you want, but this is my opinion about what I personally believe is true. And I believe that especially the people that are, I told you, the black Americans that are born here especially, because I told y'all the level of things that are happening here in our land or in our world, we've never seen this here before happen in the United States, which I'm very happy about, actually, if I'm being honest, because I see actual change coming. Some people see it and think terror or afraid. I think of it and see, thank God, the energy, the planet's consciousness is finally rising enough where they can hear these levels of truth. Where so as years before, people, I can't tell other people that try to tell me I was crazy, because I knew what I knew. I was like, yeah, okay. Well, we'll see who crazy in the end. So yes, y'all, what do you think about some of the things I have talked about here today? What do you think about the rise of the consciousness that is currently happening on the planet? What do some of you who are non-melanated think about currently the melanated people in our society now that you've heard what I said? Do you believe it's true? Do you believe everything that you have been taught about your religion? Okay, no matter what it is you believe, what do you actually think is currently true in this current society with all the things that you see happening? I would love to hear it and know it. And yes, it is okay if you do not agree with anything that I'm saying. But y'all, until my next episode, peace. And y'all, yes, I will currently be changing my times to my platform. I'm going to try my best to do my episodes. I told y'all every Monday, every Wednesday. So I do pre-record them and I do upload them at a certain time. This one in particular, I'm going to go ahead and upload today just because I have been really trying to get a lot of things done. But y'all, I appreciate you for listening. And until my next episode, peace.